Massachusetts governor demands help from Biden admin as dozens of migrant families camp out in Boston airport. By Olivia Rondo on January 24, 2024. The governor of Massachusetts is calling on the Biden administration to act. As nearly 100 migrants camp out in Boston's international airport while the city's shelters are at capacity. Dozens of migrant families, including several with young children, have been sleeping on the cold floor of Logan International Airport's international terminal, reports the New York Post. The sad scenes look similar to those at the Chicago O'Hare Airport, which local reports have described as a scene from Mad Max, a dystopian movie set in a post-apocalyptic world. Footage captured by Freedom News TV shows the depressing situation, with adults and kids bundled up in coats and laying their blankets on the hard tile. Governor Maura Healey, D, called on Washington, D.C., for a solution to the border situation. "We need D.C. to act. We need Congress to act," she told CBS News on Monday. "The path is there in terms of what needs to be done to fix the border situation, to fix some of the asylum processes, and to get much-needed funding to some of the interior states who have had to shoulder the burden for a problem that is geopolitical and is not the state's making." The governor previously asked the Biden administration for an additional $250 million to address the state's overwhelmed shelter system in September 2023, reported the Boston Globe. This came after she declared a state of emergency over the migrant influx in August. According to Healey's office, the crisis could cost Massachusetts $915 million in 2025. And she is expected to submit another supplemental budget soon and propose funding some of the crisis with a $700 million state surplus fund, reports CBS. Healey added that Massachusetts state police officers are being paid overtime to patrol the area. "It's exponentially more than our state has ever served in our emergency assistance program," she said of the 80% increase in migrants pouring into the state. Boston, along with seven other cities around the state, is a designated sanctuary for illegal migrants, meaning that local officials do not have to comply with federal immigration policy. The shocking videos have come out just months after Massachusetts Port Authority interim CEO Ed Frenney said that the airport is not an appropriate place for migrants to camp out in, as Logan was getting between 20 and 25 new arrivals each day in November. "When they come to Logan, we meet them, and we try to assist them. But we have to emphasize that Logan is not an appropriate place to house people," Frenney told CBS News at the time, explaining that the airport is often the first stop for migrants arriving from Latin America. Massachusetts is struggling to keep up with the ever-increasing homeless population, having hit its capacity to house 7,500 families in emergency shelters at the end of 2023. Now, homeless families are being put on a wait list,